Good morning, and thanks for tuning in on this Friday, May 1st. Reporting for Radio On The Go News, I'm Jason Eaton. The four Republicans who represent Iowa in the U.S. House have voted for a new version of the Farm Bill after joining a bipartisan majority of House members to strip legal protections for a popular pesticide from the bill. A Republican congresswoman from Colorado threatened to slaughter the farm bill if the language about Roundup remained in the bill. Iowa's congressional delegation is touting a number of items that remain in the farm bill, including enhanced federal oversight to ensure foreigners do not buy or own U.S. farmland, as well as an attempt to override a California law that bars the sale of pork products from animals raised in tight stalls that do not give the hogs enough room to move. House leaders say a separate vote on allowing year-round sales of E15 is going to be held in the House on May 13th. Senator Chuck Grassley says President Trump promised during his trip to Iowa in January that he'd sign the bill into law.
So I hope the leadership of the House of Representatives keep their word to get E15 a floor vote and do that in very short order. In fact, I don't really know what all the problem is about E15.
Grassley says President Trump and Biden have issued waivers so E15 could be sold in the summer months, and it's time to make the policy permanent.
Now, I hear from some states that don't have E15 that their people don't want it because it's going to raise the price of gasoline. Come to Iowa. Come to other Midwestern states where we have E15 year-round, and you'll find that gasoline that has ethanol with a 15% mixture, cheaper than any other grade of gas that you can buy.
In January, a move to allow sales of E15 during the summer driving season was pulled from a budget bill, and House leaders had indicated a vote solely on the E15 policy would be held in February. Iowa Congressman Randy Feenstra is co-chair of the group of House lawmakers who've been trying this year to hammer out an E15 compromise to satisfy complaints from mid-sized refiners about the renewable fuels standard. The culinary students with HD Cal's Pro Start program and Bulldog Cafe are inviting the community to their dinner fundraiser today from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Culinary teacher Tara Zakir says proceeds from the event will help pay for their trips to ProStart competitions. The students will serve ribeye steak sandwiches, homemade potato salad, and calico beans for $15 a person. Tickets can be purchased on Bound or by contacting any ProStart student. The Hampton-Dumont School Board met in regular session on Monday, holding public hearings and approving several items for the upcoming school year. Board members held a public hearing on the district's next fiscal year budget with no public comment received. The board later approved the budget, which includes a levy rate of $11.18 per $1,000 of assessed property value. A second public hearing was held on the 26-27 school year calendar. Following no public input, the board adopted the calendar as presented, with classes beginning August 24th and ending May 28th. Along with 2 weeks of winter break and 1 week of spring break. In other business, the board approved a memorandum of understanding with North Iowa Area Community College to establish a college and career transition counselor position, awarded the bread bid to 210th Street Bakery of Chapin, accepted the loan milk bid from Anderson Erickson Dairy, and voted to forgive a December 10th snow day. The Iowa Falls City Council has approved the city's budget for the upcoming fiscal year. During a special session last week, council members reviewed the plan, which includes a levy rate of $18.86 per $1,000 of assessed property value and a 3% pay increase for city employees. The budget was later approved during the regular meeting following a public hearing with no comments. In other business, the council approved the purchase of a quick attack fire truck during the regular meeting at a cost of about $433,000. A majority of the upfront payment will come from local option sales tax funds, with the remainder paid upon delivery using Firefighters Association funds. The council also approved plans for a bridge replacement project along South Avenue over the Iowa River, supported by a $1.5 million state grant and awarded a roughly $448,000 bid for the 2026 Street Improvement Program. Butler County REC has announced three local students as recipients of its 2026 scholarships: Will Dykey of Shell Rock, Cameron Tott of New Hartford, and Amelia Thompson of Green have each been awarded a $500 scholarship. Dykey and Tott received the Cooperative's Technical and Trade Scholarships, which are awarded to high school seniors pursuing careers in technical or trade fields that support the electric cooperative industry. Eligible students must also live within Butler County REC's service area. Thompson received the Youth Tour Attendee Scholarship as the Butler County REC 2025 Youth Tour Representative. Dykey, a senior at Waverly Shell Rock High School, plans to attend Northwest Iowa Community College in Sheldon and enroll in the Powerline program. Tott, a senior at Dyke New Hartford High School, plans to attend Iowa State University in Ames to study electrical engineering. Thompson, a senior at North Butler High School, plans to attend the University of Northern Iowa in Cedar Falls, where she will major in elementary education with reading and science endorsements. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources recently took enforcement action against Gold Eagle Cooperative in Wright County for air quality violations at its feed mill. According to the DNR, the cooperative must ensure equipment is not operated when emission control systems are not working and must properly maintain all equipment to minimize air pollution. The order also requires the company to promptly report excess emissions, make timely repairs, and submit a required air quality construction permit application for equipment that was installed or modified without prior approval. In addition, Gold Eagle Cooperative must pay a $10,000 administrative penalty. Responsible parties have 60 days to appeal the order or 60 days to pay the penalty. Republican Adam Steen says if he's elected governor, he'll push for a lot more state funding of independent research about cancer rates in Iowa and set up a working group within state government to develop a response.
I will create an enterprise within the Department of Administrative Services that is purely focused on solving the cancer issue. And we're going to put a project together. We're going to bring smart people to the table, people that know what they're talking about, people that don't care about politics, people that are nonpartisan, that just want to solve the issues, prevent it, and treat it.
Steen's father died of cancer nearly 4 years ago, and his mother has recently completed treatment for breast cancer. Steen says the discussion surrounding Iowa's concerning cancer rate should not be focused on blaming people like farmers, but on reducing cancer cases in Iowa.
We have to stop the political talking points around this problem. This is too serious. It's too serious of an issue across the state of Iowa.
Eddie Andrews, a state legislator, has voted for state funding of cancer research, including research focused on pediatric cancer. Andrews says as governor, he'd also focus funding to ensure more cases of cancer are detected in an early stage.
I'm proposing, if not free, but certainly reduced cancer screening for all Iowans.
Williamsburg pastor Brad Sherman says solving the cancer crisis is more than just about funding, and if he's elected governor, he'll make sure state officials have the skills to evaluate cancer studies.
We have to have studies by people who, as the old phrase goes, don't have a dog in the hunt. You know, because there's a big level of mistrust out there in the public right now, even with our medical institutions and what have you.
Sherman also suggests improving the quality of the food Iowans eat is part of the equation.
But I'd like to see regions developed in Iowa where we grow our own food, where we reduce the regulations so that the local people can sell their food to local people, and we have a situation where we're eating healthy again.
The candidates made their comments Tuesday night during a debate on Iowa PBS. And the Geneva Market is back once again. This year's event will be held today from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Event organizers brought in nearly 200 vendors this year from near and far, featuring everything from outdoor decor to jewelry to homemade treats. The Geneva Market, held twice a year in the spring and fall, is run by the Geneva Betterment Board and is supported by the assistance of the 42 North Ministries and the Pony Express riders. The Geneva Market is organized as a nonprofit under the Betterment Board, and with all proceeds going towards funding organizations and causes in Geneva, including renovation and improving the old school building and grounds. As always, the Geneva Market will be held on the old school grounds in Geneva at 704 Washington Street. Admission is $5 per person, and children under 12 years old are free. Parking is free as well. This will be the 13th year the event is held. There's more online at radioonthego.com or by following us at Radio On The Go on Facebook, X, and YouTube. Stay with us. We'll take a look at your local weather forecast as well as area funeral announcements.